Good day to you all. It's Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the pulse of Australian insurance news. Let's hop on the information express train to get caught up on this past week's key events. First stop, Western Melbourne, where residents wore the cloak of disappointment and frustration as they aired their grievances about insurance companies' responses to the 2022 floods. In a federal inquiry hearing on May 16th, the travails of Maribyrnong's community took the limelight. The chair of Maribyrnong Community Recovery Association, Madeline Searle, wasted no time in branding the industry's efforts as, straight quote here, unacceptably poor. Searle cited delays, confusion, and mismanagement, painting a vivid picture of the struggles faced by the community. Wenny Van Riet from Gen West lent her voice to the conversation, highlighting the need for better communication and disaster preparedness in the future. Financial counselor for Anglicare Victoria, Catherine Swinton, raised the red flag over the quality of cash settlements and the burden of project management swaying onto the shoulders of policyholders. One more worry to add to the list. Mayor Pierce Tyson of Moonee Valley warned of uphill climbs in insurance premium rates, and nobody wants to hear that. This kicked off a series of inquiries, and we wait to see what other stories will be set free. In response to the flood tests, Allianz is rolling out an update, ironing the wrinkles in their approach to flood insurance. The insurance giant will now merge flood coverage into their home, contents, and landlord insurance products for new clients later this year. It's an automatic go if you live in a moderate or low-risk area, but do expect a small hike in premiums. High-risk flood zone dwellers can stand down. The change does not apply due to high costs. This time around, even rainwater runoff is in the bag, doing away with the need for hydrology reports, which were in the thousands after last year's events. Also joining this rousing game of catch-up are Suncorp, IAG, and RICV with varying degrees of flood coverage provisions. On a final note, we head out of our national borders with news that an Australian tourist secured a grand victory in their dispute with Lloyd's Insurance over a hefty air ambulance claim from Bangkok. The 74-year-old battled necrotizing pancreatitis and heart failure while vacationing in Thailand, and his condition demanding an urgent air evacuation back to Australia. Lloyd's put up a fight due to the lack of pre-approval for the $195,223 evacuation and cited improvements in the tourist's health. But the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FK to you and me, stepped up to the plate. They ruled in favor of the Aussie traveler, firmly dismissing cost-saving arguments and giving their nod to the urgency of repatriation and priority of protecting one's health. The full amount was ordered to be paid by Lloyd's, a clear reminder that sometimes, even for giant insurers, there is no dodging the bullet. That wraps up our weekly update on insurance news. When it comes to staying informed about your personal and commercial insurance needs, Financial Services Online has got you covered. Head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more. Once again, I'm Paige Estrotori saying, stay safe, stay insured, and remember, is your best policy. Goodbye for now.